Both of our questions will be doctrinal, because we understand that you basically deal with social issues, so we wanted to ask a few doctrinal statements. My first question would be, the Trinity would be defined as one God who revealed himself in three distinct persons, each co-equal and co-eternal. How important is it for the believing Christian to have to hold to this belief?
I think it's very, very significant that we first of all study the Trinity apart from salvation, and the first of all that we embrace Christ and come to him and come to know who he is. Having come to know who he is, then we begin to deal with the Trinity, which I believe is a very complex issue. The Trinity, the term Trinity, is not a biblical term to begin with. It's a theological description for something that is so beyond human comprehension that I'm not sure that we can totally hold God to a numerical system. The Lord said, "Behold, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one, and beside him there is no other." When God got ready to make a man that looked like him, he didn't make three, he made one man. However, that one man had three parts. He was body, soul, and spirit. We have one God, but he is Father in creation, Son in redemption, and Holy Spirit in regeneration. It's very important that we understand that. But I think that the first thing that every believer needs to do is to approach God by faith. And then having approached him by faith, then they need to sit up under good teaching so that they can begin to understand who the God is that they have believed upon.
Well, that was the gist of the interview. I think that nothing need be stated. Mr. Jakes has just flatly denied the teaching of the Trinity. He places himself in the camp of a oneness Pentecostal, which denies the biblical teaching of the Trinity. He also made it perfectly clear, and since you have a copy of the interview, you can rewind it back and listen to it as many times as you can. The man denies the Trinity. He is not an Orthodox Christian teacher. We also have in our city in Los Angeles, Noel Jones, as well as Clarence McClendon, basically makes the same type of affirmations. We look very closely at particular Christian ministries, these individuals that call themselves Christians, especially since they've come into the new financial status of being millionaires in our community, writing books. As a matter of fact, you go into any African-American Christian bookstore and you see more books by this man that denies the Trinity. We're concerned about that as Christians, not only because he hails himself as a Christian speaker. Many pastors are being carried away by this man's total debauchery when it comes to doctrinal understanding. We are also a ministry that has other pastors on record as denying the scriptures and denying doctrine. We have Frederick Casey Price on tape denying that doctrine is important, basically saying in a conference at Jack Hayford's church that doctrine is what screwed up the church in the first place. When you have particular persons calling themselves leaders of the Christian church and denying the Bible, well, then, we are not ashamed to say that these individuals are not Christians. They are basically pimps, and these pimps are doing exactly what they are moved by the enemy to do, is to take advantage of God's people. Now, unless you think I'm kind of like out of my mind and I'm just a little guy that's just jealous because I don't have a church, I used to pastor a big church, I've been called everything, because I'm an apologist, and Christian apologetics is not looked upon very well in our community. But I'd like to refer you to the scriptures. Romans chapter 16, verse 17 says, "Now I urge you, brethren, keep your eyes on those that cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which you have learned," Paul says, "and turn away from them." What we're saying is we are to turn away from the T.D. Jakes of this world. "For such men," speaking about these people that are giving, causing dissensions in the church by denying the Trinity, by saying that it's nowhere found in the Bible. Well, we know the term Trinity is not, but the idea is perfectly clear if you study your Bible. It says, "For such men are slaves, not of our Lord Christ, but of their own appetites." Jakes is a millionaire, so his appetite has worked very well for him. "And by their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting." Now, you may ask, how did we get the interview, and why couldn't Christian Research Institute get an interview with Mr. Jakes? Well, simply put, we're an African-American ministry. So when you see two African-American guys come in with shirts on saying that they're the biblical alternative, it kind of like impressed him that these African-Americans would interview him. But he had no idea that we are very conservative Christians that hold the Bible higher than we do the pastor. We caught him in a lie. Therefore, we've challenged him. Hank Kinnegraff of the Christian Research Institute has used our interview, the very one, because, of course, Mr. Jakes will not give an interview to any white apologetic group. But he feels very lowly of African Americans. That's why he did not think that we would be smart enough to catch him in his words. The Bible commands us to do that, and we would appreciate you contacting me personally if you have any questions. Our telephone number here in the office is area code 323-293-7335. I do know my theology. I have a graduate degree in pastoral ministries and, as I said, a bachelor's in philosophy. I've studied world philosophies, and I listen very close. I have a tremendous love for the African-American community as well as the African-American church. I believe that many people in our churches are not saved. They are there to get money. I am there to bring freedom to the body of Christ and to help equip us in order that we might do the work of ministry. In no way is the ministry that I'm involved in seeking to be perfectionist. We are not perfectionists. We are apologists, and that's what they do. I guess to give a definition of what an apologist does, he's kind of like internal affairs division for the PD. We look very close at the church. We look very close at the pastors. We look very close at the doctrine. We don't question it because we're judges trying to judge an individual and his ministry and especially the good work. The true Christian apologist sees themselves as protectors for the body. Now, one may say, well, this is my flock and I don't need you looking at my flock. Well, if you are a man of God, are a woman of God, you do want us to look at the body because you are a part of that same body of Christ that I am. So it's very important for us to look at this T.D. Jakes interview in that particular light.